we'll be reading from this evening while you pray for us for a few minutes of time that we stand tonight, that God would take his word, season it with the Holy Spirit, that it would go out and accomplish unto where he sends it to you and I, that we might be able to grow. And as Caitlin said in wonderful testimony, Satan will try to discourage us every way he can. But don't let Satan get the victory. And he's done it to every one of us along this journey. Times we've just had to tell him, no, I'm going on with Jesus regardless, and let God use it for a blessing. In the book of Isaiah, chapter 41, starting at verse 5, reading down through and including verse 7 this evening, verse 5 through verse 7, says, the isles saw it and feared. The ends of the earth were afraid, drew near and came. They helped every one of his neighbor, and everyone said to his brother, be of good courage. So the carpenter encouraged the goldsmith, and he that smootheth with the hammer, him that smote the anvil, saying, it is ready for the soldering. And he fastened it with nails, that it should not be moved. And stop reading there in verse 7 tonight. And I'd like to use for our text this evening, encourage each other. Encourage each other. We all need encouragement. Doesn't matter whether you're young, middle-aged, or elderly. We all need encouragement about so many different facets of our life, especially our Christian life, because that is where our strength comes from for the other parts of our life. It comes from being a born-again child of God, that even at times that you're discouraged, God can come by and encourage you with his Holy Spirit. We live in a time that we are surrounded by discouragement. Seems like everything is there to try to bring us down. Try to take away our joy and the peace that God has given to us. And Satan don't care what your title is, doesn't care what your age bracket may be, what your position may be. He tries his best to discourage all of us. One little thing can start your whole day off wrong, and you'd be discouraged all day long. Or you can take it to the Lord and say, God, I need your help with this. And I'm just as guilty as you are, that sometimes it's not the big things that discourages, it's the little things that come along and they begin to multiply. And sometimes it's just the spirit of discouragement that Satan sends by our way. You ever been discouraged and began to question yourself, why am I discouraged? Why am I when I have so much to be happy and thankful for? And we read this in the scripture from Isaiah, where God was sending against the enemies of Israel. And when they saw the isles, the islands that was there, and they saw that the enemy, or Cyrus, I should say, was coming, he was coming to execute judgment that God had sent. And when they knew that what was happening and that they needed to be ready for battle, the Bible says that they helped everyone his neighbor. Tonight, we're not in this by ourselves. We have each other to help us along this journey. And no matter what the news may be, when God laid this on my heart. I thought about Maddie, and you know, we encourage her and Sarah before, and Jack, and if the other ones were here, I could mention their names. We encourage them, Max and Luke, and all these kids to keep going, press forward, because they're in a society, in a schoolhouse that tries to tear them down. And as I was talking with Maddie, and I'll move on, Maddie, I won't pick on you, the whole message, she said that she took that test and she was afraid to press the enter button, afraid that she would not pass. She heard her pastor tell her on Sunday, it's going to be all right. But still, that thought is there. Sister, tonight, Jennifer, not knowing the test results, and we start getting discouraged and worried about what may not even happen. And I'm not saying it won't, but I'm saying we know of so many others that thought the results were going to be bad. But the church began to pray, and we began to encourage each other. Has anybody else been encouraged by a brother or sister along this journey? And sometimes you may not even say an audible word of encouragement, but your prayers does the encouraging by the gift of the Holy Spirit. They encouraged one another. Be of good courage. Stand strong. And they began to encourage each other. You see how when you began to encourage someone, it just passes from one to another. Because we know that no matter where you're at or what you're going through, trouble won't last always. Better days are coming. And sometimes we look back at days that we were discouraged and we think, why was I so discouraged when I should have been encouraged? Because who was it that brought us through it? None other than God. God brought us through it. And I want you to pay close attention to verse 7. Because that's where the encouragement came from. He says that the goldsmith or the carpenter encouraged the goldsmith. The carpenter had to do his part first. And then he passed it on to the goldsmith. And he encouraged him, Jack, to do his work. And then the goldsmith, when he got done, he encouraged the one that smootheth with the hammer. And he that smootheth with the hammer encouraged him that smote the anvil. And then the one that with the anvil encouraged the one that was doing the soldering. And he encouraged the one that fastened it with the nails. You see, it could not be complete unless everyone did their job. Goes back to Sunday night, does it not? When we all do our part and we encourage one another along the line, we're not in an assembly line like they were, but we encourage each other. And if somebody doesn't get the encouragement that they need, they may not do the task to the best of their ability. I've had several through my years that have encouraged us along this journey. And sometimes I look back and it's their encouragement that made me want to do my best. Give it all that I had. Even though some may say my best wasn't good enough, I gave it what I had. And God blessed it. Amen. When we encourage each other, it's like igniting a fire, or to use an old term, we throw another log on the fire because the fire's already there, amen? But we encourage each other. See, it could go backwards as well. And I wrote these down so I wouldn't get them wrong. But the one doing the nails probably encouraged the one doing the soldering. It not just went one direction. I believe it went forward and backward. Encouragement comes from the front of the house all the way to the back of the house. Or it can come from the back of the house all the way to the front of the house. We all need encouraged along this journey. Every one of us. Because we are in the church. We are the encouragers. If I got up every message, Brother Brad, and every message was to bring you down, tell you how bad you was and how pitiful you was, after a while you'd say, we need somebody to encourage us. Not to bring us down, but to lift us up. And you know, I've seen people that's been beaten down year after year. And they always expect the worst. Well, I'm an encourager. I expect the best. But yet, I cannot tell you what the best will be. I know of some that will tell you, if you'll pray, this will happen and that will happen. I have no idea what God is going to do for you. But I know this, whatever God does, it'll be good. Amen. It'll be good. You see, I want to share this. We've got the greatest encourager that there is, God. You know what he told Moses? You go and I'll go with you. You know what he told Joshua? As I was with Moses, so shall I be with you. All through, and I could pick out many of the prophets and even into the New Testament where God was the encourager. You go and I'll go with you. You speak and I'll stand with you. Whatever the task may be, you do it in my name and I will be found with you. He's encouraging us tonight. And he is the greatest encourager that there is. And the greatest encouragement book there is in the world is right here in my hand. You don't need a self-help book. You got this book. This book will help you. And it will encourage us. You say, but there's so much in there. So many things that I don't understand. Ask God. He will encourage you. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God who give it to all men liberally. He'll encourage you with the word. And at times when I'm so down, I need an encouraging word. I go to the book. This is it. And you know, tonight, the greatest place of encouragement is in the house of God. Come unto me, all ye labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Is that not encouragement? God will take our heavy burden and help us with our load and give us one that is so light to carry the rest of the journey. God is our encourager. And at times, we have to encourage ourselves. Anybody else ever have to do that to yourself? Just encourage yourself. That's what David did at Ziklag after his wife and children had been taken and all of his men's wives and children had been taken. Their houses had been burnt down. All their goods had been taken. The Bible says David encouraged himself in the Lord. It's not what I can do. But God, if you tell me to go, I'll go with you. And God, through that, you know, Maddie, as I said that, I sat many a time at the desk taking exams. And I sat there and I said, oh, Lord, help me. Because I knew I couldn't do it by myself. Times when I'm reading the Bible and studying, I say, Lord, help me. Because I know I can't do it by myself. Times when we got to bring a message, I say, Lord, help me because I know I can't do it by myself. No matter what I'm doing, whether it's at work or church or even in times of leisure, which aren't many, Brother Ron, but I know that I can't do anything without God's encouragement. He helps me in every aspect of my life. And when we see what God can do, it encourages us that we want to encourage somebody else. Don't be somebody that discourages people, but encourage them. You ever seen people that all they are is full of discouragement, and when they come walking down, you want to jump on the other side of the street? Because you know they're going to try to bring you down. I want to be around people that try to lift us up. And we try to do that as a church, do we not? Singers, you sang a great song. You did a good job on those songs tonight. Our young people and Caitlin, I don't know why she don't sing more often. She got a good voice and good old songs. I love old songs. You know why? Because they've been my encouragement for many years. As the old saying is, I cut my teeth on them. And even these new songs, some people say we ought not do new songs. Some of these new songs have some good words, but I still appreciate the older songs because they're my encouragement. Going back to Dottie and Reba and Buck, when I'm low in spirit, I cry, Lord, lift me up. Because I want to go higher with the Rambos. It's those kind of songs that's helped me through many a valley, through many a storms and hard journeys. It's those kind of songs that I know that the church, Sister Mary, rejoiced in. And that we could be encouraged by to try to help each other. You see, none of us is in this by ourselves. We're in this as a group, as a church, as a family. None of us as individuals can make it by ourselves. We need others. And none of us today, and I said a message of encouragement, but none of us know all the answers. But you put all of us together, and we'll come up with an answer with the help of God. God will help us. We need to be encouraged. Every one of us. Every one of us needs to be encouraged. It don't matter to me if I can go back to the scripture reading for a moment before I close. It don't matter to me if I'm putting the nails in, or if I'm the carpenter. Or if I'm he that smootheth with a hammer. Can you see him smoothing it out? Or he that smote the anvil. Or he that's doing the soldering. It don't matter to me what part I have. As long as we're encouraging each other. You know, and you know this about me by now. Tonight, it don't matter who's singing. It don't matter who's teaching. It don't matter who's preaching. Let's encourage one another. Encourage these, especially our young people today. For my elders in the house tonight, we need to encourage them because they've got it even harder than what we have it. Because they're surrounded by so much discouragement. And Satan will work to try to tear them apart. And it don't stop. I used to think that I'd get to a point in my life Satan wouldn't bother me anymore with his discouragements. But you know, it don't matter how old you get, he's still there, knocking right on the door. But you know, I found out how to put him on the run. Start reading and reciting some words of encouragement. Lord, you promised our forefathers, and you said your word was true. Lord, you said you would never leave us nor forsake us. That you said, Lord, that we always have you with us along this journey. And yes, we do know that there's going to be things that every one of us has to go through in life that's going to try to bring us down. But no matter what it might be, aren't you thankful that you got a family that is there to try to encourage you even in those dark hours. Even in the dark hours, we've got folks to encourage us. We need each other. We need each other. Ray said to me Sunday, I believe it was, he's going to have to drive up here every Sunday to go to church because there ain't nothing like this in Florida. And I say that he'll find something, but he won't find a Mount Carmel. Ask Lloyd Stevens and Jim Puckett, Larry and Carlene Jones. Ask them. They'll tell you. And it's not because of me, and it's not because of this building, it's not because of the deacons, but it's because of us. We're family. Thank you, Brother Ron. And we're encouragers. Caitlin apologizing for the kids. I encourage her. This phase will pass. How many of y'all remember Jacob running around the house? Or Hopers? Or Jeff and Tara? It's hard to believe it's been that long ago when they first came here. And they was worried about Grayson, you know. And looking back, Jeff, it's so minuscule now, isn't it? Compared to other things that comes along in your life. No matter where you're at or what you're going through, it's temporary. It's temporary. And I encourage you, I'd rather see or hear a kid that is just letting go for a moment or two than I had to not have a kid in the house. Amen. That ought to encourage you tonight. Amen. And Ray will teach Sunday school. And I try not to fail to try to encourage him, saying, it's a good lesson. And I don't say that out of habit, and I don't say it without feeling. I say it because I mean it. I say it because I mean it. Brother Ron up here testifying, and I say, Lord, look what this church has done, and look what he has done for this church. Amen. And I could go around the house and say, and you know, almost every service before I pull out of the parking lot, I try to encourage Brother Holcomb, have a good week. Don't work too hard. Take a day off. And see, oftentimes I encourage you with things I don't even do myself. Amen. Becky says, why don't you practice what you preach? Yeah, Sarah back there, she's about ready to shout. You know. But we need this type of encouragement. Keep going. Don't stop. Because if you stop, the road gets harder. Keep going. And if you see somebody down and out, encourage them. You know, I said it a few weeks ago in a message. The old saying, if you can't say something good, just keep quiet. Amen. Instead of trying to bring somebody down, just keep it to yourself. How many of you have ever bitten your own tongue to keep from saying something? Amen. Yeah. Yeah. My top lip used to be a lot bigger. Used to be. But you see, I've had enough people through the years saying discouraging things that I don't want to try to bring anybody else down. I want to try to lift you up. And what we had here on Sunday, if you wasn't lifted up and encouraged, something is wrong with you. And I give all the credit to where it belongs, to God. He is the one. And I encourage our church. God's not done with Mount Carmel. He's still got work for us to get done. So buckle up. Get ready to drive some nails. Get ready for the carpenters and the goldsmith, and he that smoothed it with the hammer, and him that smote the anvil. That might be the same person. I might be reading it wrong, but I can see it being two, or it could be one. And he's that's doing the soldering. Doesn't matter what our position is. Keep encouraging each other. And I'll close with this final thought. When they was rebuilding the walls of Jerusalem, you're talking about encouraging. Have a working tool in one hand and a sword in another. Walking that wall, building that wall, and encouraging each other as they was working. And here come that old naysayer. How many of you have got naysayers in your life? If a fox was to walk on that wall, it would collapse. You know what Nehemiah and him said? We're going to keep building. We're going to keep on building because it's a work for God. May not look like much to you, but wait till we get it done. And God blesses it, and it will perform its function. Amen. I'm glad I've got some encouragers. Encouragers. And really, people that are right from God won't take your encouragement wrong. Brother Brad stood for us a few weeks back, and it's about time for him to stand again. But I encourage him after his message that keep preaching. Stay in there. Singers, keep singing. Prayer warriors, keep praying. Encourage each other, because I know it's hard. But the Lord never told us it would be easy. But he told us to keep going. Keep going. And when you get to the place where you can't keep going, he said, just stand still. Just stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Amen. I'm glad we got some encouragers. Encouragers. And I wouldn't take anything for my encouragers tonight. I love each and every one of you. And I thank you for the encouragement. And I think we ought to thank each other for the encouragement. And I'll close with this final thought. On last Thursday night, up at the Neals, they sang a song to show appreciation of the encouragement that we have received from Brother Clarence. You've been an inspiration. I don't know if there's another song that would tell it like that one does. Thank you for the encouragement. At times he preached so hard, but he was encouraging us, even with the hard messages. He was encouraging us. His walk encouraged us. His talk encouraged us. His life encouraged us. I remember being just a young Christian. Well, a young man, not a young Christian, because I've been saved for several years. But sitting on the front row, and when he got up to preach, just hold on. We're going on a journey. Just hold on. But it was encouraging. Because we need those type of preachers. We need those type of men. Ladies need that type of a husband. And children need that kind of a father to stand and encourage, even though when it sounds like, you know, sometimes a message of rebuke will sound like you're discouraging when really you're encouraging. Amen. Don't do it again. Don't make that mistake again. Learn from it and move on and put it behind you tonight as we close. I ask you in this altar prayer, let's pray for encouragement for those that are downtrodden right now in this hour. As I was driving here, I was praying for Sister Georgie. God, encourage her for those boys and that daughter-in-law and for those grandkids. If it not be God's will to heal him, I encourage the Lord to give him a peaceful hour to make his crossing. And then you're talking about encouragement. Folks, he's going to see what he's preached about. He's going to see what he's taught, what he believed, and he's going to see sights that he's only tried to dream of, because we can't put them all together. But his encouragement will be right there before his eyes when he draws that last breath. Would you join us in this altar as we pray? Lord, help us to be an encourager for those that we go to church with, for those we work with, for those that's around us, that we might encourage one another in the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's pray.
Thank you, God, that every time that we've been down and out, you've been there to lift us up with the help of brothers and sisters that, Lord, love us and we love them. And Lord, they show the encouragement that we stand in need of. God, help us to be a better encourager than tomorrow than we was today. Lord, that we not just encourage one another, but we encourage those that are lost and undone. God, that they don't have to stay that way because you died for their sins. Help us, God, that no matter what the task may be encouragers to others as they're trying to perform their part in the body of Christ. Lord, for the work is so hard and there's so much to be done. But Lord, we know with your strength that you give to us, that God, that we will be able to make it through this world. Go with us tonight. Lead, God, and direct. Help us to encourage everyone that it's our duty to pray for. And we'll give you the glory and the honor for it. For we ask it in the name of Jesus. Amen. 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 God bless each and every one of you tonight. Have a great rest of your week. And be an encourager. And if you can't, just keep it to yourself. Amen? Keep it to yourself if you can't be an encourager. God bless you tonight.